This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. A new study from Massachusetts General Hospital provides more evidence that when communities relax social distancing measures and reopen economies, the coronavirus spreads more quickly. The researchers already found that when states across the country put out restrictions and shut down schools and offices and restaurants, the coronavirus transmission rate went down. Transmission rates are the average number of people each person with the virus infects. The senior author of this study is Mass General Infectious Disease Dr. Mark Seidner. He told us the latest round of the research finds that trend did not last long.
As you know, these policies were very short-lived due to a combination, I think, of political pressures, but also epidemic control in many parts of the country. Governors began to peel these things back. And essentially, the day after these policies were reversed, the epidemic curve completely reversed from a strong and steady downward trend in almost every state in the country to an upward trend in almost every state in the country.
So this is further evidence, your study is, that the shutdowns and distancing measures do work to reduce the rate of transmission. But you and your fellow researchers also acknowledge that it's tough to shut down the economy, and there is a disproportionate impact both of COVID-19 and the shutdowns on, for instance, low-wage workers, racial minorities. I mean, how do you balance that in your own mind? I know you come at this from a medical perspective, but are shutdowns really the only way to get this under control?
You know, I think the real answer is that there is no one answer for any state or any jurisdiction. There are some jurisdictions that are doing quite well, that are, have been able to maintain relatively low rates of transmission, even without strict policies. Those that are not, those are now having upward swings and having outbreaks. They need to use every tool at their disposal. And those tools include tracing, they include testing, they include potentially finding the source of these new epidemics. Is it specifically indoor gatherings? Is it specifically out-of-state travelers? If you can identify those specific causes, you don't need this blunt tool, this full shutdown. You can really attack the source of the outbreaks.
Talk about Massachusetts itself. This is a place that was hit very hard early on by the coronavirus and then implemented restrictions. Now we're seeing rates rise again. What's worked and what hasn't?
Well, I think Massachusetts did a very impressive job early in the epidemic on getting on top of things, on getting case counting, doing contact tracing. Mask wearing is quite high. Massachusetts is also a state with a very large student population, and we saw a massive return to school. And that's about to happen again in the Boston Public School District as students start to return to school here as well. You're going to find, of course, as we move from the fall to the winter and influenza season upon us, that there are going to be many factors that are somewhat beyond our control that are going to potentially contribute to increasing cases. How do we respond to that? It's realizing that this is a moving target. It's figuring out where the outbreaks are occurring, trying to prevent those key areas from happening. And if it's indoor gatherings, limit those. If it's out-of-state travelers, limit those. But failing that, we can't be afraid to go back in reverse course. And I think having the right mindset that there's going to be times where we change direction, I think will really help get the public aware and attuned to the fact that this is going to be a long battle.
Which is exactly the opposite of what we're hearing from the White House. And I'm curious about your response as somebody who's on the front lines of this, both in treatment and in research. President Trump tweeted statements, including one that told people not to be afraid of COVID, not to let it dominate their lives, and another saying that we're learning to live with COVID just as we learned to live with the flu. We should point out that Twitter determined that post violated its rules of spreading misleading and potentially harmful information. Last night, the president removed his mask as he returned to the White House. As a doctor who knows the realities of the pandemic, what's your reaction to that?
Public messages by our leaders, you know, our decision makers, these are people who drive policy, who importantly drive social norms. Any message that condones interactions without masks, that permits indoor gatherings, that promotes interactions with those in isolation or quarantine, for example, these are counterproductive to epidemic control. They're clinically risky, and frankly, in my opinion, they're morally bankrupt. I actually believe that saying that COVID-19 is an infection that we can conquer together is the right message, but it needs to be said in conjunction with the message that we can do so if we wear masks, if we physically distance, if we work on this together as a government and as a community.
Dr. Mark Seidner, infectious disease physician and researcher at Mass General Hospital. You can find a link to the study at WBUR.org. Thanks a lot, Dr. Seidner.
Thank you.